It only had the very last part, but I'm going to use the whole verse instead of just the last part. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord. That says it all, doesn't it? Whereas say unto the children of Grace Christian Center, and the adults too, He is the Lord, right? We need to all have that first and foremost. Then everything else kind of, when we do have that first and foremost, then everything else kind of falls into line, doesn't it, huh? The choices are easier when we think that way. We don't have to think twice about choices. He is the Lord, therefore I thus and so, right? And I will bring you out from under the burdens of Egypt. The burdens. It means bring you out from under the load that you carry. And always when we see Egypt in the scriptures, it is a type meaning of the world. How many of us carry some burdens of the world every now and then? Do you? I do. I do. Whether it's just listening to the news and getting disturbed or something, reality in my own life, whether decisions to make or something has upset me, either relationally or just in living, just in daily living, when the toaster doesn't work or whatever it is. There are burdens that we carry. And he's saying, I am the Lord, your God, and I will bring you out from under the burdens even of this world. And I will rid you out of their bondage. Rid, it means he's going to snatch away. He's going to defend or deliver us. He's going to pluck us out of those situations. He's going to preserve us in the situations. He's going to recover that which is good for us. And he's going to take us out of the situation or take the situation out of us, right? So I will indeed just pluck you out of these burdens and these situations and their bondage. In their bondage, sometimes I know we feel like we get in servitude, in bondage to something. Some of the things of the world we get in bondage to, and sometimes it's really hard to turn the television off, to go back to reading the Word when there's a good program on and you want to watch the program. Well, now we have TiVo, but sometimes we just need to not put don't record it, don't push the button. Anyway, because those things of the world can put us in bondage, servitude. They can enslave us. We become bond servants to them, and the word even means to worship. Do we sometimes look like we're worshiping when we're watching the Cougars, the Huskies, the Seahawks, the Mariners, huh? Sometimes. Do I get as excited in church on Sunday mornings as I get when I see the Cougars make a good play and they flash to my grandson on the screen and I see his face? Yes! It would look like I'm worshiping. I'm saying, go baby, that's my baby, that's my baby. I need to do that in church on Sunday morning and get as excited about worship and about the ability and the gift we have in being able to worship. I need to get that excited about worship in Jesus Christ, not just in church on Sunday morning, but all day, every day in my heart. Okay, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm. To the Egyptians, this phrase was very, they were well aware of it because that's how they ascribed the works of Pharaoh and what he would do. He had an outstretched arm for the Egyptians or to the Egyptians. So that's why, as this is written in the word, that doesn't, stretched out arm doesn't mean that much to us as Americans. But in the context of writing it to the Hebrews and who were living in Egyptian land, that's what it meant. So I will redeem them. I will buy them back. I will marry them, deliver them, purchase them, and ransom them. That's us he's talking about. He will redeem us with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. And there's a time coming when we will see those judgments on our enemies that God will bring forth, not that we bring forth. We get redeemed, and he takes care of the mess. Anyway, it's a good verse, isn't it, huh? Does it give you hope? He is taking care of us. All we have to do is remember he is the Lord, and then he takes care of us and does all these things for us. Let's stand and let's say it together. Wherefore, say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for these provisions, because I see in that, yes, He is the Lord. And then I see the I wills, and I love that.
Yeah.
I will bring, I will rid you, I will redeem you. I just have to love Him. How
Amen.
About you, huh?
Amen.
So as we go into worship, let's talk about, we're going to sing about Him reigning in our lives. Let's let Him reign. Let's see Him as that sovereign Lord and let Him perform all these wonderful things for us. Amen.
Amen.